Elizabeth Elliot says, Hollywood's notion of love is millions of miles from the slightest comprehension of what the love of God is all about. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of Quest for Love and Love Has a Price Tag. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you again today on the subject of courtship. Courtship is an area where restraint is necessary. So let's think about God's order for men and women today. God's order for men and women is based on the mystery of Christ and the church. It's not a mere matter of taste and preference, whether a man is the head of the house or a woman. The Bible is very clear that the husband is the head of the wife, not the wife of the husband, and that the wife is to submit herself as unto the Lord. We're not talking about marriage now, we're talking about courtship. And I think that the principle applies in courtship, which is at least some kind of an approach toward marriage, isn't it? That the man should be the one who does the wooing. Men were made to take responsibility and risk. We talked to a young man one time who told us that he'd met the perfect woman. She was just exactly what he was looking for in a wife, and he'd been going with her for 2.5 years. And Lars said, well, have you asked her to marry you? And he said, no, I can't do that. And he said, why not? And he said, well, I don't know how she feels about me. Here's a man expecting the woman to put all her cards on the table before he makes a move. That's not the way it's supposed to go. I want to read you a letter from Ann Landers. Every now and then, Ann Landers comes up with some real blockbusters. And this is what the letter to her says. I'm 36 years old, a successful career woman who makes over $100,000 a year. I'm no beauty, but I'm certainly presentable. Why can't I hold a man's interest? In my entire life, I've had 2 lovers, one for 3 years, the other for 6 years. Both times, I was dumped. Several months ago, I met a lawyer who is rich, generous, and attractive. He liked me a lot. He called every day, and we went out every weekend. After 2 months, he cut me dead. I called him 4 or 5 times to find out what went wrong. He said he'd been busy. 2 months later, I learned from a friend that he thought I was very immature and that I took the relationship too seriously. I wrote him a very loving letter, hoping he would be touched by it. He didn't respond, so I phoned him. As soon as he heard my name, he hollered, oh, it's you, and he swore. A second later, he said, can you call me back tomorrow night? I'm in the middle of something. I didn't call back, and neither did he. What's wrong? I can't figure it out. We seem so well suited to one another. Can you give me a clue, Anne? Anne's reply, a good therapist may be able to help you understand how you are perceived by the men you go out with. From what you've written, I would say you are too aggressive and too willing to let men treat you shabbily. I would agree with Ann Landers that this woman is far too aggressive. She went after this man tooth and nail, didn't she? She let him know exactly how she felt about him when he hadn't really made any commitments or apparently hadn't really said very much about loving her. God's order is being reversed. The women are calling the men. And I'm sure that somebody's going to call me or write to me and say, but I don't see anything wrong with asking a guy out for a pizza. I mean, we're just friends. I mean, and what about just groups of girls getting guys to go out with them? Is there anything wrong with that? I would ask you, what is the message that you're giving? What are you saying to the men?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, we just like to be friends and we could have a pizza together and maybe I have more money than he does sometime. I mean, maybe I have a better job or whatever. And
while I've heard it all, I still believe in God's order. I do believe that the man is supposed to find the wife. I've given you a number of examples. Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac. So the man In this case, a third party was the one who went out and found her and brought her back. I told you Charles Alexander's story. In his case, he was praying that God would lead him to the right one, and unbeknownst to him, a woman was also praying that God would lead a husband to her, and God brought those prayers together. Well, here's a letter from another one of your contemporaries, you young folks, if you have a hard time listening to me. This is from a young woman. She says, I've read Passion and Purity, all your books to nieces and nephews, and have listened to your tape from a Dobson broadcast all umpteen times. Well, I haven't written any books to nieces. I've written one book to a nephew called The Mark of a Man. She says, my heart absolutely leaps with excitement in agreement to the things you say. It goes, yeah, that's the way it should be. Unfortunately, I'm finding out that that's not the way it is. It seems to me that instead of men being strong in the Lord, leaders, hunters, taking the initiative, like years ago, like God's design, like their ordained role, they're becoming weak and insecure, afraid of rejection, and not wanting to take a risk, even to make a simple phone call or invitation. I have found out after some time has passed that so-and-so wanted to ask me out, but was afraid I'd say no, so he didn't bother. And I would say to that, where are the men? The men with the courage to take the risks. Skipping a little bit in her letter, she says, I want to believe in God's order, but where is it anymore? And while I sit waiting for a strong, secure man to enter my life without fear, someone willing to swim against the tide, find out if I'd be interested in him, even though I'm not letting on that I am, simply because he knows the meaning of loving and cherishing a woman and wants to give of himself to another, you know who's getting the guys? I hate the word get. It sounds like you have to earn a relationship, like God isn't even involved. The girls who are obvious are getting the guys, who may be even doing some of the calling and the asking. It seems like the girls who used to win the guys were the ones who didn't act interested and could care less, and yet the guy just kept trying. What about the theory we desire what we can't have and we come to despise what comes too easily? I think she's quoting from my book, Passion and Purity, there. Does that apply to initially winning a girl's attention or only to sexual encounters? And just exactly what does keep them at arm's length and let them do the chasing mean? I've been attempting to do just that, but have achieved little lasting results. After a usual one and only date, friends will offer, maybe you didn't act interested enough. Maybe your looks, spirituality, or purity intimidated him. Maybe he's shy and is waiting for you to make the next move. Maybe you were too, too, too. Maybe you were not enough, and on and on. I get so confused with what I'm supposed to do or not do. I'm ready to forget this whole dating and getting acquainted business. Where's the persistence, the determination to win a girl's heart and trust, cost what it will? Where's the peace, security, confidence, fun, anticipation? Do we have to become aggressive because the men aren't? I try to be a lady in the hope that the guy will be equally as much a man. Is my father in charge here, or am I supposed to take over? I was recently at a get-together. A friendly man came near me often, would smile, speak to me numerous times, looked me in the eye much longer than the 3 seconds, and originally made a special attempt to confirm that I was going to be there. When everyone was sitting watching a home video at the ending toward the evening, which I'd seen twice before, I kept thinking about the late hour and the mess, so I went to clean up for our host. When I rejoined the group, the attentive fellow asked where I'd been. I soon after decided to leave. It was a weeknight, it was late, I was tired and anxious, and when I said my thanks and my goodbyes, this fellow just looked at me for the longest time. I'm thinking to myself, say something. I can't read your mind or your eyes, and if I tried, I'd probably be wrong and do something wrong accordingly. Whenever I do seem to get a little assertive, it never works. So I just left. I later thought, I should have stayed to see if he'd ask for my number. Maybe he will think I didn't like him. I was too friendly, smiling, good listener. Then I'd waver and think, he knows how to find me, or he could figure it out. Is that too much to ask of a man? Where am I going wrong here? I'm 36 and feel like time's a-wastin'. I feel like I just don't know how to play the game anymore or what the rules are. I've been trying to give you some rules from the scriptures. Those are the ones that are permanent. Those are the ones that can be counted on. Basically, what I want to say to you is trust God and obey Him.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.